Morton Bay Sound of Information, 101.5 FM, and we're here at the fan event, Whamuran, and with me is Megan Kreis. You're from Little Chickens in Whamuran. Tell us all about the business. How did it start off?
My children brought home some chooks from school, some little chicks that they hatched out in class. We brought them home for them, but I fell in love with them, and slowly my business grew from there. So we started off with just laying hens, and then I thought, I love these chickens, they're great, they're so entertaining, and then found other things. I thought, oh well, I'd like to see more about the heritage breeds. So I was given a book, and I went through the book, and I found breeds that appealed to me, and then I went and got some. So I started out that way. Now I have about 80 birds, and I show and breed Silver Spangled Hamburgs and Speckled Sussex, and they're both heritage breeds. So they're an old type of breed. They'll lay for up to 7 years, and they're hardy. They're great foragers. The Hamburgs are particularly good layers, and they're very beautiful. So, yeah.
With the tropics or subtropics, are they just as adaptable to, say, Victoria or Tasmania, these birds, or not?
Yes, yes. There's some breeds do better in the heat than others. The Speckled Sussex are a large, heavy breed, so they do better if you can keep them at a reasonable temperature. They don't like the heat, but I've overcome that by setting up sprinkler systems and making sure that all of their pens, they all free range, as well as are in pens during the day, very large pens, and they've got plenty of shade. And I set up a sprinkler system to put on in very hot days, and it just keeps them at a good temperature.
So what do you hope to be in, say, a year or 5 years' time from now? Do you want to make your business bigger, what you're doing?
I do it more for the love of it at the moment. I do sell my excess hens as layers. So people who have small backyard areas and would like to have their own chickens, I give them help with setting up. I'm part of the Green Mums Permapoultry Group, and we have a market once a month at Glasshouse, and it's you can come and get information, do workshops, and it's on the 25th of this month of May is our next one. And any information, if you're just thinking that, I'd like to have some chooks, and you're not sure about how to go about it, there's many people in our network who can talk to you about different breeds. The hybrid layers are the most common ones you find in the produce stores, but they tend not to lay well after 2-3 years. They'll peter down quite quickly because they're produced for pumping out the eggs for 2 years, and then production goes down. The heritage breeds are a long-term investment, so you're getting something that you'll get eggs from until they're 5, 6, 7 years old. So.
People want to reach out to you. I guess you've got a website, you've got a Facebook.
Green Mums Permapoultry has a website, also has a Facebook page, and I have my own personal Facebook page as well that people can ask me questions on or ask about the breeds that I breed. I've got lots of photos on there. So yeah, that's just under Meg Kreis. But yeah, Green Mums Permapoultry, and that's a Facebook page. Anyone has any questions, there's always someone to answer. So yeah.
And fan, you're obviously a big fan of fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So what got you? What got you in first?
Mandy, who is the Loverberry strawberry grower. She's a good friend of mine, and we've been friends for years. So. It's very good.
And is it helping you along?
Yes.
This
is my first event, so but I can see already that there are possibilities here. So great connections that I can make, and looking at people to help me along.
Well, Megan Kreis, you got to say, absolutely delightful to talk to you. It's a very unusual thing that you're doing, but it's niche markets which really make Australia great.
It is,
so I wish you well with that.
Thank you very much.
This is Moreton Bay Home of Information, 101.5 FM.